Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds meeting with his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese in Johannesburg, South Africa, on the sidelines of the G20 summit. In Nepal, Gen Z representatives hold talks with local administration at Armed Police Force headquarters in Bara. 15 people killed in gas explosion at a factory in Pakistan's Faisalabad. World Food Programme says 3.5 million children in Afghanistan face severe malnutrition due to shrinking aid operations. And in cricket, second and final test between India and South Africa to begin in Guwahati tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with his Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese on the sidelines of the G20 summit. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral ties. Mr. Albanese extended his condolences to the families of those who lost their lives in the Delhi blast and the bus accident in Saudi Arabia. He emphasized that the India-Australia relationship is stronger than ever, with economic, defence and security cooperation set to deepen further. He also noted the recent constructive meeting between the two foreign ministers and highlighted the vital role of the vibrant Indian diaspora in Australia in strengthening the partnership. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to meet South African President Cyril Ramaphosa and several other world leaders. He will also participate in the India-Brazil-South Africa IBSA leaders' meetings. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Johannesburg in South Africa to attend the three-day G20 leaders' summit. He was accorded a warm and ceremonial welcome at the Air Force Base Waterkloof. We have more from a correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi was welcomed with a traditional dance performance by members of the Indian diaspora at the Sandton Sand in Johannesburg. The venue echoed with enthusiastic chants of the Prime Minister's name as the community gathered to greet him. PM Modi also interacted warmly with members of the diaspora, many of whom shared their joy and excitement at meeting him.
Very, very proud moment for all the Indian diaspora in South Africa. Saibona Modi ji, welcome in South Africa. And we are so excited because not as Indian, but as if you see the world-wise, at present India doing best in under your leadership. And with G20, different countries coming, when you come as a mass leader and so knowledgeable and wise person, these other countries will also benefit with your knowledge.
We're so excited to have PM Narendra Modi here. We are representing Telangana. This is our
was very lucky to interacting with our beloved Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji, and he loved the artwork done by the Bal Vidya Mandir student. He also gave his signature.
Prime Minister Modi will meet officers posted at the Indian High Commission and Consulates in South Africa and meet and greet with heads of prominent communities, organizations and Indian origin tech entrepreneurs is also scheduled for the evening. Asanu, Akashvani News, Johannesburg.
The Prime Minister will participate in all the sessions of the summit and present India's key priorities, including Global South concerns, sustainable development, climate action, energy transition, and reforms in global governance. A leading South African digital publication, IOL News, has praised the strong historic ties between India and South Africa, highlighting Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership at this year's G20 summit. The report notes India's key role in securing Africa's permanent G20 membership and shaping global expectations during his G20 presidency. The coverage also traces bilateral relations back to Mahatma Gandhi's activism in Durban and India's unwavering support for the anti-apartheid struggle, describing today's partnership as an extension of this shared legacy. Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwani Vaishnav held discussions with companies in Singapore today. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said that Singapore Semiconductor Industry Association, SSIA, is partnering with India to support the country's semiconductor projects. Mr. Vaishnav also held discussions on skilling of technicians and engineers for semiconductor projects with officials and industry bodies. The minister also met Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Trade and Industry of Singapore, Gan Kim Yong. Secretary West and the Minister of External Affairs, C.B. George, participated in the inaugural gathering of the 4th European Union Indo-Pacific Ministerial Forum in Brussels, Belgium today. The leaders exchanged views with Vice President of the European Commission, Kaja Kallas, and Foreign Minister of Cyprus, Maldives, Somalia, and Tuvalu. This is Akashvani. You are listening to The World News. We bring you top international news and updates from around the globe. A Tejas fighter jet of the Indian Air Force has crashed during the Dubai Air Show in UAE today. According to the Indian Air Force, the incident has resulted in fatal injuries to the pilot. IAF has regretted the loss of life, saying that it stands firmly with the bereaved family. We have more from a Dubai correspondent.
An Indian Air Force Tejas jet taking part in the flying display at the Dubai Air Show crashed this afternoon on the final day of the event. The aircraft was third in the sequence and was scheduled to begin its routine at 2:15 p.m. but the display ended abruptly when the jet nosedived during the maneuver. Emergency crews reached the site within moments and continued to manage the situation. The IAF has ordered a court of inquiry to ascertain the cause of the incident. This is the second ever crash involving Tejas fighter jet. On March 2024, a Tejas fighter jet crashed near Jaisalmer in Rajasthan. Following the crash, visitors were cleared from the area and the outdoor exhibition zone was sealed off as a precaution. All aerial displays were paused for nearly 2 hours before the show gradually resumed. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed grief at the loss of an Indian Air Force pilot in Tejas crash. Extending condolences to the bereaved family, Mr. Singh said that the nation stands firmly with the family of the pilot in this tragic hour. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan has also expressed regret at the incident. Talks have begun between representatives of Gen Z and the local administration at the Armed Police Force headquarters in Pattaya in Bara district of Nepal. 18 people from the Gen Z group, along with chief district officer and heads of various security agencies, are participating in the discussions on behalf of the local administration on Friday evening. The situation in Bara has been tense due to conflicts between Gen Z groups and CPN-UML cadres in Simara, which led to a two-day curfew imposed by the local administration. The Gen Z protesters accused the CPN-UML cadres of assaulting them and demanded action against those responsible. In Pakistan, 15 people have been killed and several injured after a gas explosion at a factory near Malikpur area in Faisalabad. According to the rescue authorities, a building and nearby structures collapsed after the boiler of the factory exploded early this morning. The Faisalabad Commissioner's Office said all bodies have been recovered from the rubble. The World Food Programme, WFP, has said that 3.5 million children in Afghanistan face severe malnutrition due to shrinking aid operations. It warned that the country's worsening humanitarian conditions are leaving millions at risk. The World Food Programme said they are working to support Afghan children through food assistance programmes despite facing operational challenges. The agency said that it had previously warned that Afghan women are losing their children due to malnutrition and warned that the onset of winter would further worsen inadequate food access. A report by EU Reporter says that the recent Red Fort attack in New Delhi highlights the ongoing threat from international terrorist networks which exploit both ideological and financial infrastructures to execute attacks. The report stated that terrorist organizations such as Jaish-e-Mohammed and Laskar-e-Taiba operate through a combination of political figures disguised as front organizations, intermediary networks in Pakistan, and small cells using professionals or students for radicalization. It says funding comes from private donations and international charities. The report warns that Pakistan-based backed terrorist activity could also pose risk to Europe. In men's cricket, the second and final test between India and South Africa will be played in Guwahati from tomorrow. The match will begin at 9 a.m. Wicketkeeper batter Rishabh Pant will captain India in the second test at the Barsapara Cricket Stadium as regular skipper Shubman Gill was ruled out due to neck injury. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds meeting with his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese in Johannesburg, South Africa, on the sidelines of the G20 summit. In Nepal, Gen Z representatives hold talks with local administration at Armed Police Force headquarters in Bara. 15 people killed in gas explosion at a factory in Pakistan's Faisalabad. World Food Programme says 3.5 million children in Afghanistan face severe malnutrition due to shrinking aid operations. And in cricket, second and final test between India and South Africa to begin in Guwahati tomorrow. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. Good night.